God. Come on, let's welcome him into this house tonight. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We glorify your name. Oh, bring a sacrifice of praise into the house tonight. Come on, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We love you, Jesus. Oh, let's let the praises ring forth tonight. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's be intentional tonight. Oh, let's do it with fervency. Let's do it with passion. Oh, in one place, in one mind, in one accord, let the Holy Ghost fall. Come on the day of Pentecost, there was no music. On the day of Pentecost, there was nothing but praise and prayer and a people hungry for a move of the Lord today. Come on, we can have that same experience in this place tonight. Lift your voice, lift your heart, lift your spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Oh, let's walk in his presence tonight. Let's enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. God, we glorify. Come on, let's raise it up. Come on, let's raise it up a little bit tonight. Oh, we glorify your name. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, it's because of him. Come on, it's because of him tonight. Come on, it's because of him tonight. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, Savior. We honor you, my King. Come on, just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. We love you, we praise you, we magnify you. Come on, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God. Come on, let's give him the highest praise in the house tonight. Come on, let's give him the highest praise in the house tonight. We love you, Jesus. One more time, clap your hands all over this house. Come on, from the front to the back, the left to the right. Give your head, the Lord a hand clap of praise. We love you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Let's pray tonight for those who could not be here that are sick, obviously. Brother Carson is sick, and it is humbling. Somewhat embarrassing that after over 10 years of being in the city of Nampa that we only have one piano player. And that ought to be a burden to everyone in this house, that God would help us. We've put too much responsibility, too much pressure on one person. That when we come to church 20 years into this thing, that we only have one person that could play the piano. This is not a home missions church. This is not a home missions church. And we've just got too comfortable letting somebody else do the work. And so we're praying tonight that God would help. This is the second time in this situation that we've been in this building. And I pray it's the last time that we ever find ourselves without a piano player. We got everything else, but we just don't have a piano player. So Let's pray about that. Let's pray for Brother Myers, could not be here tonight, not feeling well. Let's pray for all the families that are not here tonight. We have several people that are out. Let's pray right now. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless all the folks that are sick tonight, all the folks that are home, all the folks that we don't know where they are, but God, you do. Come on, let's make church a priority. Let's make it a conviction. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Come on. Let's not make church optional. Let's not get in the habit of missing church. But God, we want to do your will. We want to be involved. God, we want to be here and be healthy. In Jesus' name, we worship you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. We'll take up the offering at the end of service tonight as opposed to just doing it now and not have any music and interlude. But if you have your Bibles, I know this is a little bit different tonight, but if we're not used to different after these 18 months, I don't know how we're going to handle life. My pastor used to say variety is a spice of life. Man, I think there's sometimes too much spice. Sometimes I feel like pepper's too spicy. But anyway, as I was going over my notes tonight, it dawned on me of a conversation I had with my cousin Rory, and he has been an intern. You know what intern means? It means someone who doesn't get paid. He has been an intern at a locksmith, and I already felt this message. And then tonight I was thinking, oh man, he's going to be the only expert in the house. But I guess to be a professional, you have to get paid. So anyway, Luke chapter 11, verse number 45. When you have it, say amen. Unless, of course, that's in 15 minutes. And then don't say amen then, unless I'm preaching about something good. Then you can say amen. Luke 11 and 45, then answered one of the lawyers and said unto him, Master, thus saying thou reproachest us also. And he said, Woe unto you, to you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourself touched not the burdens with one of your fingers. You're asking all these men to do all this stuff, but you're not doing anything. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly you bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your fathers. For they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. And there's a lot there that can be preached. For the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altars and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Our text is found in verse number 52. Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye have entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. You did all these things, and the only thing it stopped was you from going in and the people that would go in from going in. You had the key. You had the revelation. You had the knowledge. But you didn't take care of it. And so tonight, with the help of this church and the help of the Holy Ghost, I want to preach, teach to us tonight, take care of your key. Take care of your key. Can we lift our hands? Come on, can we just magnify the Lord one more time tonight? Come on, can we gather our minds and our hearts and our spirits into the house of the Lord tonight? We worship you, Savior. Oh, we glorify you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, somebody clap their hands and give God praise in the house. We worship your name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered. Isaiah tells us in chapter 22 and verse 21, and I will clothe him with the robe and strengthen him with the girdle, and I will commit thy government in his hand. And it shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will lay upon his shoulder. So he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Revelation 3 and 7, and the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. Aren't you glad that Jesus has the key tonight? Aren't you thankful that God can open doors that no man can open? Aren't you thankful that God can make a way when there is no way? Aren't you thankful tonight that the devil can't make a lock? That my God doesn't hold the key. There's no addiction that can bind us, that God can deliver us. There's no vice that can hold us down. But my God has the key to death, hell, and the grave. Are you thankful for it tonight? Amen. The key, as the robe and the battle mentioned in the preceding verses, were an insignia of sign of power and authority. So likewise was the key the mark of an office, either sacred or civil. To comprehend how the key could be borne on the shoulder, it is sufficient to observe that the ancient keys were considerable magnitude and with much weight. He carried the key to the kingdom. I don't know where the king holds his key, but that key gets him in places that nobody else can get into. It takes him places that nobody else has a right to go. And David had the key, and Jesus was promised and prophesied that he would have the key of the house of David. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus hands these keys to a man. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee also that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Can I tell you tonight, if you have the Holy Ghost, you've got the ability to loose some things. You got the ability to shut some things up. You got the ability to bring some things captive and lock them up. You got the ability to put the devil in a box and throw away the key. You got the ability tonight to loose some things in the spirit. If nobody else will worship, I'll let loose the Holy Ghost. If nobody else will shout, I'll let loose the Spirit of God. If nobody else will do anything about having church tonight, I'll unlock it, because I have a key of revelation. I have a key Amen. He said this in Revelation 1:8, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death. Sickness has no bind on me. Death has no bind on me. Death has no sting on me. Why? Because I got the keys to heaven. I got the keys of revelation. Can I just tell you tonight, one of the keys of revelation is the oneness of God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. One of the key is the key of Acts 2:38 salvation. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Another revelation is holiness within and holiness without. A key of revelation is separation from the world. I thank God I got the key of knowledge tonight. I thank God I'm not locking myself out. I'm not locking everybody else out. I want to know you can have access to the things of God tonight. Amen. Amen. We've got to apply the key to get the benefit of having the knowledge of revelation. It does you no good. Just the other day, I had to run home to get some fireworks. Anybody fired up about fireworks being over? I got home, reached into my pocket, and realized I left the key in my truck at the fireworks stand. I knew where the key was. I have the key. But I couldn't use it. I couldn't apply it. I couldn't get access to what I wanted to get access to because I didn't have the key with me. I didn't take care of it. I neglected it. I forgot about it. There's nothing worse than standing at a place that what I want's on the inside. What I want is right there. I can see it through the window. I can see it through the doorway, but I don't have the key to get to it. Can I tell you tonight, I feel it in the Holy Ghost that there's some things in the Spirit that we can see, but we don't have the key to get to it. That's why we got to fast every once in a while. That's why we got to have we need a key of revelation of a prayer room. We need a key of revelation of coming into church and worshiping God and opening some doors. We need to get a revelation of prayer, a revelation of fasting. We may know what we're supposed to get. We may know what was out there, but if we don't have a key to get access to it, why are you fasting? I'm unlocking some doors. Why are you praying? I'm unlocking some doors. Why are you doing all you're doing? I'm trying to unlock revival. I'm trying to unlock some miracles. Hey, why are you preaching the way you're preaching tonight on a Wednesday night without music? We're not bound by not having music. We're not bound by the church we're in. I'm going to tell you tonight, I've got the keys to the kingdom. I want to open up some deliverance. I want to open up some healings. I want to open up some blessings. But here's the key. Some of you missed that. That was where you left. Here's the key. Keys are cut specifically for certain locks. You know why some of you can't access certain things? You're trying the wrong key. You're carrying the wrong key. You don't know how to pray, so you can't get access to blessings. You don't know how to push through the tiredness and the torment and the weariness and well-doing. And you don't have the key to open up certain things. Keys are cut to an exact, specific degree, and close won't work. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. Knowing truth is not enough. Applying truth. Knowing I should be praying is not enough. It's praying. What are you doing? I'm cutting my key. I'm making sure. I'm making sure I got access. I'm making sure. A key is a device that is used to operate a lock. Profound. Deep. Pastor, we know that. But do you? There's nothing worse than having to get in the house. Can we talk about Connor a little bit tonight? Trying to get into the hotel room. Where's the key? Where's the key? I need the key. I need it now. I needed it 3 days ago. I need the key now. Anybody ever had to get home and you're fumbling for your key? Come on, this is where we live. I'm here. It's cold outside. It's hot outside. It's raining. It's snowing. I got to get in, but I'm fumbling around. The key is a device that is used to operate a lock, to lock or unlock it. A typical key is a small piece of metal consisting of two parts. The bit or the blade. Do you know this, Rory? Okay. It slides into a keyway of a lock, and it distinguishes between the different keys of the bow, which is left protruding to the torque can be applied by the user. So, Pastor, where does this all come from? Well, I'll get there in a second. In its simplistic implications, a key operates one lock or a set of locks that are keyed alike. A lock and key system, which are similarly keyed, lock requires the same unique key. I have a key here tonight. I have several keys. The keys serve as a security token. Not everybody has the same key. I have in my hand tonight a key. It says GM 48. If you've been around True Tabernacle Fresno very long, you understand that a GM gets you everywhere, including the pastor's office. It is a grandmaster. A TT key will get you in certain rooms, certain places. But a GM, I'm losing some of you. You're paying attention to everything else. A GM will get you everywhere on campus. When I was young and had some responsibility, I had a TT. When I was in charge of certain things, I had a TT. I can get in certain classrooms. I can access certain locks. I can get behind certain gates. You understand, this key right here didn't just open doors. Every lock, every padlock, every gate, everything in the church was keyed to this key. Every lock on trailers, every lock to lock the fence, keyed to this key. Once I grew and once the pastor knew he could trust me and count on me and I was one of his men, I said, I need your key. Okay, I thought I was in trouble. So now here's a GM. GM 48. When I left True Tabernacle, he said, keep it. You've earned it. I still got it. I got access to things that not everybody had access to. My prayer life and my loyalty and my faithfulness gave me access to things. Why do certain people feel the Holy Ghost in every service? Because God has allowed them. Their faithfulness and their loyalty and their perseverance has granted them access. It's not that they're better people, but there's something about their spirit that they said, you know what, I want inside. I want to get close to Jesus. I want to get access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can I tell you tonight, we have access to the greatest revelation. We have access to the greatest move. It is a security token. The key serves as a security token to access locked areas. Locks are meant to only allow persons having the correct key to open it and gain access. In a more complex mechanical lock and key system, two different keys, which is known as a master key, serve to open the lock. Common metals include brass, plate, brass, nickel, silver, and steel. The act of opening a lock without a key is called lock picking. I got access to the fireworks the other day. But you know what? I had to use a pry bar and a knife. And I thought, I'm going to break this door jam. And then anyone can get access to my valuables. Anyone can get access to a place that once was locked for protection and once kept people out. If I break in this thing, I'm giving access to people who have not earned the right to access this. My God, I got to tell you tonight, church, we've got to learn that we have access to something that is so valuable and so great. And God has granted us access. Come on. The key is the opener. It is to let go free. It is to loosen. It is to open it. Unlock a locked door. Can I tell you tonight? Take care of your key. Take care of your key. I don't want to get locked out when I need a thing from God. I don't want to get locked out when I need a miracle from God. I don't want neglect. I have this key. I've had this key for years. I don't even know exactly how many, but it's at least 20. I've had this key. Not one like it, not one similar, but this one. Because around there, if you lost one, you didn't get another one. If you lost it, you didn't want to go tell them you lost it. Because you just lost the Grand Master. You just lost the key that will get you in everywhere. You had to protect it. I have another key on here. This key is the key to the church in Spruce Grove. It's a much bigger key. It's a $25 key. If you want an extra key, it's $25. I don't know if the pastor was making money on it or not. I don't know. But I know it cost me $25 to get this key, so I kept it. This key's got a little bit more oomph on it. But in my desk, in that church, there was an envelope with a key that looked just like this, except instead of having a little purple insert had a red one. And that key was, if you lost this one, use that one and nobody else. Even the ones that possess the key. If you, my God, I want to preach this tonight. If you lost your access and used that key, nobody could get in. Can I tell you, that's what he was telling these men. You've lost access to the revelation. You've lost access to God. And not only have you lost access, but you locked everybody else out. You had the key of knowledge, but instead of using it, you kept yourself out and everybody else that was trying to get in. Come on, don't take away the key of knowledge. Why do we worship when we come in? Because we have access to the deliverance. Why do we praise God when we come to church? Because we have access to salvation. Why do we pray when we come to church? Because we have access to deliverance and miracles. And if you don't use your key, not only are you locked out, but every visitor that comes in the house cannot get access to what they can. Come on, I came to be delivered. I came to touch God. I came to move in the Holy Ghost. But I can't get in because someone locked me out. Amen. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for ye shut up, that means to close, the kingdom of heaven against men. Neither go ye in yourselves. Neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. There are people. Pastor, you're calling us hypocrites? No, what I'm saying is don't act like one. Don't shout about deliverance during song service and sit quietly when the preacher's preaching deliverance to a visitor. Don't shout about who wouldn't want to have a church like this and show up every other service or some none. That's hypocritical. Don't tout that my God can do anything and then lock yourself out of miracles and lock the visitor out of miracles. Don't tout about God delivering you from alcohol, drugs, and tobacco and all manner of sin and then come in and sit on a preacher when he's trying to preach deliverance. There's somebody looking for deliverance. Come on. If you got the key, you ought to open up every door. At my God, at midnight, Paul and Silas were in prison, but they prayed and they sang praises. And all the bands were loosed and everyone's doors were opened. I'm going to tell you, I come to church. I may be in prison, but I got a key that the devil don't have a lock to. I may be bound by sickness, but I got a key that the devil doesn't have a lock to. Amen. He said, I'm the messenger of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 9:27 said, I keep my body and bring it under subjection. I lock some things up. I bring thoughts into captivity. There's a key for that. He said, and lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself have become a castaway. Isaiah 61, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. He has proclaimed liberty to the captives and the opening of prison doors to them that are bound. Pastor, why do you get so fervent? Why do you get so frustrated? Why do you get so... Because when we have visitors, when we have saints, when we have young people who are struggling and you don't know who is and who isn't, but if you leave your key at home, if you leave your key in the car, if you leave your key somewhere else, and we're trying to open up the windows of heaven, and some people are looking at me like they're looking through a window. I see what's going on in there, but I can't get in. No, yes, you can. This kind goeth not out but by prayer and by fasting. If you'll come into church on time for pre-service prayer and you'll plug in, you may have to sharpen up your key every once in a while, but you got a key that will open up revival. You got a key that will open up the windows of heaven. You got a key. Here's the crux of it all. I showed you the key, the true tabernacle. I showed you the key, the Spruce Grove, true tabernacle, Spruce Grove. Now I'm going to show you the key to a Bible Pentecostal church. Looks a little different. Everybody see that? What kind of lock is that? What kind of lock is that? Well, here's the problem. There's the rest of the key. It's in two pieces. That lock had a little bit of a... Anybody remember that front door lock? You had to kind of hold your tongue sideways, squint an eye, try not to cuss, and if you turn it just right, it would open up. And it was snowing and raining and cold. It took even longer. When it was hot, it took even longer. I spent many a morning in the dark with a phone flashlight and my key trying to unlock this door. Till one day I realized, hey, wait a second. I turned the key, but nothing moved. I turned what they call the bow. I put torque to the key, and something gave way. Unbeknownst to me, I don't know when it happened. I don't know if I carried them in my back pocket while I was working. If stepping on them, somehow the key got bent. Somehow the key got cracked. It lost its ability to open the door. And I knew it. There were days when I'd take the key and go, oh, man, it's got a little bit of a bend to it. And I'd bend it back. Oh, it's got a little bit of a twist to it. And I'd bend it back. And all the while, I was weakening. All the while, I should have just had a new one made. I should have just went to a locksmith and said, can you make me another key? I've lost access. I'm about to lose access. Can I tell you tonight, there are people in this house, you've damaged your key, whether your fault or somebody else's fault. Nonetheless, it's your key. You got to make sure it's taken care of. And I went that morning, and I put my key in the door, and I twisted it, and the key was in, and the bow was in my hand. And I couldn't get in the church. But worse yet, nobody else could get in the church either, because my broken key was in the lock. Can I tell you tonight, we got to take care of our key. We got to take care of the revelation. Come on, take the more earnest heed to the things that you've heard, lest at any mean, at any time, they should slip. How are we going to escape so great a salvation? So I thought to myself that day, in fact, I preached this message, I think the Sunday after that. I thought to myself, I'm never going to get rid of this key. It's easy to put that part of the key on the key ring. It's designed for that. But I made a special trip to the shop. I drilled a hole in this part of it. And I thought, God, never let me forget. Never let me forget. I got to take care of my key. Not only do I not want to misplace it, the worst thing is locking it, breaking it off in the lock, and nobody else can get in. Bitterness will do that. Frustration will do that. Anger will do that. Hurt feelings will do that. You got nothing good to say about anything because you got your feelings hurt and your key broke off in the lock. Church, we're not just doing what we're doing because we want a fancy building. We're not doing what we're doing because we want to pay more money on mortgage. We're doing what we're doing to get access to more people. But if we don't operate with our key, if we don't carry our keys, if we don't have our key ready to go, if we don't come to church on time, on purpose, and with a purpose, we're never going to find the people. Come on, let's stand to our feet tonight. Come on, we got damaged keys in the house. Lift your hands. If you got keys, you're not even sure where they are. Lift your hands. Take it to the locksmith tonight. Come on, I thought I could make it work. I could just get by, but I knew it would break. I was told it would break. I was told to be careful. Instead of being careful, I was lazy, and my choices had consequences. I paid for my neglect. I paid. Come on, don't pay for your neglect. Don't pay for laziness. Don't pray. Pay for a lack of prayer. Come on, don't get locked out of the move of God. Don't get locked out. Why is it we can come to church and some go home refreshed and restored and renewed, and some go home the worst that they came in? Someone lost their key. Come on, a cross word, a rebuke. If we're not careful, it could break our key. God, let me take heed. Let me take the more earnest heed. Let me do what I got to do to take care. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, God, help us tonight. Oh, God, help us tonight. Help us open the prison doors. Help us to loose them and let them go. Help us, dear God. Help us, dear God, to loose them. Every visitor that comes in, let us open the windows of heaven. Every visitor that comes in, let us give them deliverance. Let us give them access. Come on, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you loose on earth, oh, we love you, Savior. We glorify you, Jesus. Praise God. I brought in the key from my home church. I brought in the key from the first church that I pastored. I brought in the church from Bible Pentecostal. I brought in the key from Bible Pentecostal Church. But as I was leaving tonight, I remembered I have another key. I got one more key. It's not the key that we get in the trailer. It's not the key that we get in the side door. But these literally are the keys to get in the front door of Cornerstone Pentecostal Church. They're shiny. They're bright. They're new. And they've never been used. Those doors have signs on them. Do not enter. Use other doors. But not much longer now. Not much longer now, church. You know what? Maybe at Bible Pentecostal Church, I wasn't what I should have been. Maybe at the last place, I wasn't the saint I should have been. But can I tell you tonight, I want to commit to Cornerstone Pentecostal Church. That God, if you'll grant me access, I'll be the best saint. I'll be the best locksmith. I'll open doors. I'll be an usher. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. You know what that means? Here I am. Welcome in. Come on, greeters. Come on, ushers. Come on, saints of God. Welcome in. It's free in here. It feels so good to be free. Come on. It feels so good to be delivered. It feels so good. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, give God praise in the house tonight. Come on, give God praise in the house tonight. Every time I come to church, I'm making sure the doors are unlocked. Every time I come to church, I'm making sure praise is unlocked. Every time I come to church, I'm making sure worship is unlocked. Every time I come to church, I'm making sure salvation is unlocked. Praise God. Amen. Take care. Take care. You know, that morning, I got locked out. I tried every which way to get in. Go around the back door. I couldn't. My key was broke in the front door. Call somebody. Wonderful. My key was broke off in the front door. I thought, how am I supposed to get this thing out? And thank God, he's merciful. Thank God there was just enough of that broken off key for me to pinch between my finger and a knife. And for once, that door slid, that lock worked, and it slid the way it was supposed to. And it came out. Here's the deal. I still couldn't get in the building. You know what I had to wait for? I had to wait for Lloyd to show up. And like a faithful servant, he did. And he's looking at me like, "What? You know, Lloyd, what, why, what, how come? What are you doing out here?" It's embarrassing. I broke my key. I'm the pastor and I broke my key. But thank God someone else had one and let me in. You know, they come looking for what we have. Let's bring what they need. One more time, lift your voice, lift your heart, lift your hands. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we glorify you, Savior. Praise God. Oh, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hey, God's still good. God's still in control. God's still on the throne. Amen, amen, amen. It is 8:16 on a Wednesday night. The sun is shining. It's still hot outside probably. And so all the media team, all of our production team, musicians, whatever, if you need to stay after, we've got a meeting with our host church about all the things you guys have been doing wrong. I just use one microphone. That's all I do. I just come in and just use one microphone. No. So you, the rest of you can be dismissed. We've already had enough fireworks and sparks. We don't need more. Praise God. So anyway, greet somebody tonight before you leave. Oh, and Brother Vinny is waiting for your tithe and offering. And he told me tonight he's not let anybody out without giving tithe and offering tonight. I'm just playing. He didn't say that. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.